This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Terps split their week of games this past week, losing at Ohio State, but beating Rutgers yesterday at home 90-81. They take on Nebraska at Nebraska this Thursday. And joining us now to talk some Terps basketball, part of the radio coverage, he's on the call with Johnny Holiday and Walt Williams. He joins us courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline.
Got the Tim Barbalace bump yesterday.
Yes, he was there engineering. It's Chris Nocke. And Chris, thank you as always for joining us. We appreciate your time. I know people really don't care about this, but I will ask it on the outside. Are you surprised they dropped seven spots after splitting last week?
Yeah, I am a little bit. But, you know, it's a pretty fluid situation, really. You look at all the teams and there's, you know, after seeing them all, and maybe they just all blur together for me, Ken. But yeah. There's not much difference between 10 and 25, really. As I said, it's a fluid situation. And I don't get too vexed over that stuff. It's nice that they're still ranked. And, you know, if you take care of business this week, you'll be ranked again next week.
A lot of different, I guess, ways to maybe look at this game. But what kind of shocked me, well, it shouldn't shock me anymore, but it would shock me in context of Maryland basketball in recent years. Juju doesn't see that much of the court. They miss 12 foul shots. They only make 10 three-pointers, which is a decent number, but not anything extreme. They have long stretches of the start of both halves where it looks like they're totally disjointed offensively. They scored 90 points and could have had 100.
I made a point yesterday, Jason. First of all, the only person that might have had a better game than Derek Queen was Tim Barbalace.
Yeah.
That's good to hear.
Got
that's
a lot
impressive.
Of TV time.
Thank you, Chris.
He was a monster. Absolute monster.
Nice.
But, I made the point, actually, right before halftime that they were 0 for 8 or 0 for 9 to start the game, right? And they still dropped half a 100 in the first half. I think it was 49-38, something like that at the break. And to your point about the number of three-pointers, sometimes I'm not sure it's the number as much as it is the timing. Mm-hmm. Because they hit a lot of directional threes, it feels like. And to me, that's, you know, they just carry a little bit more weight. You know, anybody can shoot and make a bunch of threes in a 20-point game. But in a possession game, and I really thought that was a possession game yesterday. I didn't feel comfortable with it until the last 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I think the timing of those threes is something that, you know, you have to take into consideration.
Chris, Derek Queen was a monster in front of all of those NBA scouts yesterday at the Xfinity Center. 29 points, 15 rebounds. But the 5 assists, I continue to be amazed by his vision as a freshman big man.
Well, and that's what all those 27 scouts are amazed by as well. You know, I think they all recognize that the efforts have come and gone a little bit this year. And I'm going to give Derek Queen credit enough to, you know, to be smart enough to know that there were almost 30 scouts in that building yesterday, and he showed up, you know, and I think they recognize that you know, he's a young kid, and sometimes the sum of his game, as I said, wanes a little bit, and then it's great. I just think that the feel that he has for the game is something that you can't really teach. Either you got it or you don't, and particularly for a guy that size, and that's what makes him special. The passes that he threw yesterday, I think he was credited with 5 assists, probably had another 4 or 5 hockey assists, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, he sees the game differently than most big guys do.
We're talking with Chris Nagy. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Chris, let's go back to Ohio State. And in your mind, what went wrong?
No, no.
They're up 17, Chris, and then all of a sudden it goes awry.
Yeah, but, you know, 17, and where it went awry, I thought, the last 4 minutes of the first half, you're up comfortably, and then you repeatedly fouled them, put them on the line. They weren't making any field goals. Now, all of a sudden, they're burying free throws. That game is 9 points at the halftime instead of 15 or 17, and it just feels completely different. And when you let a team, a Power 5 team, up off the mat, you're going to pay for it. And that's exactly what happened. And that's why I think, too, you know, people in the building had a little different, they were a little nervous yesterday when mm-hmm. all that happened, you know, when Rutgers was playing well and coming back a little bit. And I think they saw that it was a repeat of the Ohio State game. There's just a big difference playing that game at home as opposed to, you know, being on the road where the other team's crowd gets into it. Ohio State had one guy just kind of steal it. He was fantastic, Bruce Thornton. He was the best player on the court all night long, and Terps just could not find any sort of remedy. That is a really disappointing loss, and I think the way you look at these things, guys, is, you know, after the Washington loss, I remember talking to one of the Maryland assistants thinking, and we were saying, well, for that loss, you have to make that up somewhere. You have to figure out a way or a place where people don't expect you're going to win and get that game. Well, Maryland wins at Indiana and at Illinois, so you figure, okay, we got that Washington game back. And this feels like the same thing to me. You got to make up for this by beating somebody that, you know, or in a tough situation or somewhere that you just, you know, people didn't expect you to do it. So, you know, you do get a chance to play again. That's the beauty of this sport, beauty of this game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris, prior to these past two games, it seemed like Kevin Willard was really leaning heavily into his starting lineup, but the Ohio State game and yesterday, we've seen a lot of early substitutions. Malachi Palmer's back in the mix. Geronimo, Jay Young's getting some run. What have you thought of these early substitutions by Willard over these past two games?
Oh, I like him. I think that more often than not, he goes with that iron five approach, doesn't do much subbing after halftime. You know, I think generally speaking, you're going to see him go with mostly the starters in the second half. But one of the things that's interesting to me is I thought he tipped his hand a little bit after the game. He talked about, you know, trying to figure out who's going to get in there in those minutes, whether it's Geronimo or Agapare, and that, you know, that last next big man in. And I think he's just going to go for the hot hand in that situation. I do think that Malachi Palmer is ultimately going to get more and more playing time. I thought he was really great when I watched him in practice before the season. You know, his only crime is that he's a freshman playing against a bunch of established guards. But I think he's going to get more and more time as we approach the tournament.
Nebraska certainly seems to have righted their ship since they put a scare into the Terps here. I kind of feel like it's time for Gillespie to kind of take this thing back over. Obviously, he was under the weather. We come to find out at Ohio State, you know, yesterday he didn't really have to penetrate a whole lot. I kind of feel like if Maryland's going to go win this thing on Thursday night, that maybe he's a little bit more dominant in terms of looking for his shot, either from distance or driving.
Yeah, I think, and he's got a good matchup. You know, I think it'll probably be left to Rodney Rice, I would think, to play against Bryce Williams, mm-hmm. who's had a really good year for Nebraska. And Gillespie's had a very good year for the Terps. But I would agree. I think that's a real position of advantage for Maryland in this game, and I expect that he'll play really well. I think this team is feeling very well, very good about themselves right now. They've come a long way. They continue to get better. And in spite of a pickup like Ohio State, there were some really brilliant minutes of basketball in that game, particularly at the start of it. They just didn't sustain it.
Chris, the most important question, does your engineer usually get as much TV time as Tim got yesterday? Was that something he insisted upon? Was there a writer there that he insisted to be on television as much as he was?
Well, he also asked for just green M&Ms.
That sounds like him.
Fiji water.
But honestly, if he had known that he was going to be on TV that much, he would have worn something other than that Twisted Sister T-shirt that he was wearing.
We're not going to take it.
You should see what he wears around here.
Yeah,
Chris, that's a step up. Yeah. He was classing it up with that red hoodie. Let me tell you. Yeah.
That's usually his Wednesday wear. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, he's good luck at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, want to know?
Well, he's invited. He's clearly he's invited back. Yeah,
Thank you, Chris.
Before we let you go, I guess let's just look at the road ahead. Obviously, Nebraska, and then you got home in Iowa and home in USC. They have the opportunity. They take care of their own business to make some hay here.
Yeah, you get three straight home games after this game. This would be a really nice springboard into those three home games. You know, anytime you have home games, particularly at Xfinity with the crowd, the way the crowd's been showing up, you know, they're all winnable, of course, and you feel good about your chances going into them. Like I said, it's great to look ahead and know that you're going to be sleeping in your own bed for a couple of weeks, but it would really be a nice springboard to get this in Lincoln on Thursday night.
Chris Nocke, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
All right, boys. Catch you soon.
Coming up next, we get back to the Ravens, and their offense was historic this year. Do we expect them to just run it back? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.